Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust, so you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's One Another. The date today is the 7th of October 2009 and the time is 1:20 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Andrew Nichols, I'm 24 and I'm from Coventry in the West Midlands.
And how are you today?
I'm great, a bit nervous but I'm alright, yeah.
What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
To tell the truth, I applied on a whim, really. You know, I was watching the telly one morning and saw about the guy climbing up who wasn't meant to be on there, some anti-smoking campaign, and I thought, checked out the website, applied, and that was it. That was the truth.
And when you found out that you had got a place on Clint, what happened then?
Well, it's actually a bit funny. I got an email on the first or second, the beginning of September saying, sorry, you haven't been selected. And then a few days later, I guess someone else must have dropped out. I got another email coming through, so it was a nice little surprise saying, you know, please come along. And since then, I've been spending day after day trying to work out what I was going to do, to tell the truth. But I only decided yesterday, so I've actually been stressing about it a fair bit, to tell the truth.
And how did you decide how you wanted to spend your hour?
Well, actually, my girlfriend helped me decide last night when we were walking around a shop. We just got an idea, saw something, and thought, that's what I'll do. So I've got to give her the credit, really. You know, she's the one who spotted it. And she'll be angry at me if I go on record saying it was my idea. So.
And what did you decide to do?
Okay, so I'm going to do a bit of arts and crafts, really. I've got some wooden tree ornaments, Christmas tree ornaments. I'm going to decorate them while I'm up on the plinth and pass them down to people on the ground with my email address, asking them to send me a picture of it on their Christmas tree at Christmas and stuff. So I thought that'd be a nice little thing to do for people. So.
And how are you feeling about doing this?
I'm pretty nervous, to tell the truth. I'm sure you can tell, but yeah, I'm pretty nervous. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
What are you nervous about?
Just getting up there, I think. I think once I'm up there and sort of got into it, I'll be fine. But it's just the anticipation of it, really, I'm more nervous about, you know.
And overall, what kind of experience are you hoping to have by standing on the plinth?
Just an enjoyable one. Just something that, you know, not too many people heckling me would be nice. And just, you know, and hopefully getting a few emails at Christmas from people with their little tree ornaments on their tree, you know, so that would be nice. That's really what I hope for, I guess.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself now, you as a person?
Yeah, so I currently study in law at Birmingham University. I've just started my second year, and I decided to do that because I'd been working in pubs and stuff like that, and thought, well, I can't do this for the rest of my life, you know, so I've got to get a trade or something. So I started doing that, and yeah, I live in Coventry with my girlfriend Marina. She works in advertising, and yeah, I mean, I think our intention really is to actually move abroad eventually, I think. Yeah, so I'd love to like go live in like northern Italy or something like that. So that's our plans. And yeah, I've spent all my life, well, haven't spent all my life in Coventry, but that's where I've spent where I've lived for my whole life. And yeah, just it's alright. There's worse places.
What were your three words that you chose to describe yourself?
To be completely honest, I can't remember. Probably probably easygoing, you know, just fun, and patient. I'm very patient with people. That's probably what I chose. So I have to be patient with my girlfriend. She's hard work.
And why did you choose law, and how
were
you finding it?
I chose law. I actually, while I was at school, I was a bit of a rebel. I didn't do my A-levels, so when I sat down and decided I needed to go to university, I don't know if you've heard of access courses. It's like teaching, nursing, computers, or law. I was just like, I'll do law. That looks like it'd be most interesting. So it wasn't a particular desire in myself, it was just looking up what options I had. I decided that was the best.
And how are you finding it?
It's hard work. It is really hard work. I've never done so much reading in my life. I spend about 2-3 hours every day reading. So, but it'll be all be worth it at the end of it, you know. But it's not easy.
Is there a particular area of law that you would specialise in, do you think?
I think at the end of it, I can't really see myself sort of standing up in court doing that thing. So I think I'm going to be looking at contracts and sort of international law, sort of more business-based rather than standing up in the courtroom doing my thing every day, you know. That's my plan.
And you mentioned that you would both like to move abroad, you and your partner.
Yeah.
What is it about living abroad that appeals to you?
I think the weather. I think living in Coventry for 24 years is enough to sort of inspire anyone to move abroad, really. But I mean, yeah, I think there's better places in the world to live. Don't get me wrong, I love England, I love being here, but it'll always be my home, but there's better places in the world to live, isn't there? So that's my main motivation, I think.
And what are your, could you say a little bit about your sort of life experiences that you think have shaped you into the person you are today?
Yeah, definitely. School, while I was at school, I was an absolute rebel. I think it probably did me a lot of good, really, because, you know, I got it out of my system. I think because I did that, I didn't go into my A-levels, got into work. I think it actually helped me mature and get forward. I mean, if I'd gone straight to university, I would have just been a dropout and, you know, in debt. So I think my school life was really important, lots of friends and, you know, and meeting my girlfriend as well, she's really sort of helped me sort of turn myself around. I'd probably still be working in a pub if I hadn't met her, to tell the truth, so, yeah.
And do you have hobbies or interests?
Sport. I like to, when I can, play a bit of football. Love watching all sports, rugby, football, cricket. Go to the theatre a lot. Been taking my girlfriend to go see the ballets in Birmingham at the Hippodrome, and go down to the Royal Shakespeare in Stratford a lot because it's just down the road. Saw a play there the other week. It was a Russian play called The Drunks. It's basically about drunk Russian people, so it was pretty good though, this film. Yeah.
What are your ambitions for yourself?
It's been about 16 or 17, I went and spent a few weeks in California and went to LA, and it's not a very nice place, big urban sprawl, you know, worse than London, you know, to sort of everything. And then I went and spent a week up in San Francisco, most fantastic place I've ever been. So I think, you know, I talked about going abroad, that's the one place I'd love to end up, you know, San Francisco. So the weather ain't much better than here, but it's just a city, it's brilliant.
What did you like about it?
It's just so laid back, you know, so laid back. You walk down the street and just, they have like Hare Krishna parades every day and just everyone's so relaxed, and, you know, you're getting the trams up the hill and just hanging on the sides. It's just big city, but everyone's just laid back, nice, easy pace, you know. I think that's what I like about it.
What do you think about the One Another project?
I think it's an interesting idea. I've been going on the website sort of infrequently, just when I have a spare few minutes to look at people, and just the range of people that you've got on there. I mean, some of them are seem absolutely mad, to tell the truth, but I think it's just it's a really good way of letting people express themselves, you know, and I think it's a good way to get a message out. Like, I can't remember the woman's name. The woman is on death row in Texas. I never heard of her. I'm sure lots of people never had, but I mean, you go on YouTube or something and look at the clip of her being played on a plinth, and there's loads of hits. And so I think it's a good way for people who would not normally get their message out to have an opportunity to get up there and do their thing. If they've got a good message, then, you know, could go around the world, you know. So I think that's the best thing about it.
What do your friends and family think about you going on the plinth?
I haven't really been telling lots of people, to be honest. I've been sort of keeping it a bit quiet. Obviously all my family know, and they think I'm mad, to tell the truth. They think I've been they're thinking, well, my dad's been going, look, Andy, you need to find something to do or you can't go. I'm just like, Dad, I'll deal with it, it's all right. And so I've decided not to tell anyone what I'm doing. So they're all sort of, my dad's come up with me, but all my family are going to just be clicking on online and seeing what I'm up to. So I've kept it quite quiet, really. I think that's the best way, in case I make an ass out of myself, you know.
Who are you doing this for today?
I think for myself. I think, just for myself. I thought it was a bit of a, it was just for myself. I went on the website, I thought, oh, I'll have a go. I'll go up and do it. And I hope I can make a few people smile here. You know, I haven't got a serious message or anything, but I thought it'd be fun, you know. That's all I'm interested in, just having a bit of fun getting up there. It's an experience as well, isn't it, you know?
Have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about your hour?
I hope I don't get up there and suddenly need a toilet. That's the one thing I'm worried about. They'll really bother me. But apart from that, once I'm past the first 5 minutes, I'll be all right. It's just getting up there and getting trolleyed through the square. But once I'm up there, I'll be okay. Once I said hello to people and that. That's it. Just want to go nice and smooth. No major happenings going on, and that'll be alright.
Is there anything else that you would like to add or to mention before you go on the plinth today? Any closing words?
I hope everyone enjoys what I do. I hope I make a few people smile. That's all I want to do, really. And I want to enjoy myself, obviously.
Thank you very much.
No problem, thanks.